Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about pursuing our dreams, and I'm going to give you some hints and tips on how we might be able to help make some of our dreams a reality. But I thought we'd kind of start first by actually looking at the complicated relationship that a lot of people actually have with dreams. And it's unfortunate that in our society, sometimes people that pursue their dreams suffer from tall poppy syndrome, or they experience tall poppy syndrome. So people that reach beyond, people that really seek a different life for themselves, unfortunately come under scrutiny from other people. And so that can be one of the first things that stops us from reaching out and trying, taking those bold steps to try and make our dreams a reality. But the second thing is that there can be some real practical issues that can get in the way as well. And I thought we'd talk about those. Firstly, it's really possible to fall into a bit of a rose-colored glasses trap, or be expecting too many happy ending stories when it comes to pursuing our dreams. And often the reality is that pursuing our dreams is hard, dogged work, and it's not always easy. The other issue that we can often experience is the distance between our dreams and the reality. If we're pitching our dreams too far and beyond what is reasonable, that can be a problem for us as well. And also just the reality of thinking big, of having incredible vision, but trying to make sense of it in a life that looks the same as it does at the moment. And how can I fit my dreams into this space? Because sometimes when it comes to pursuing our dreams, we actually have to take some pretty radical steps and make some pretty big changes in our lives. So I've got some tips and strategies this week for how to help make your dreams a reality. My first one is to just be aware that inspiration is contagious, and it's really, really important for all of us, but especially the dreamers among us, to seek that inspiration out, to find those people or movements that inspire, and to ask ourselves, what can I learn from this person, or from this step that someone's taken? How would that look in my life? And do whatever we can to keep those people around, either in person or just in mind. Keep rereading those inspirational books and watching those inspirational movies, documentaries, because it's going to be that's going to inspire us. My second tip is to get in touch with what our dream actually is. Make space for that really, really quiet voice that's so often ignored or crowded out by the loud voices and the realities of everyday life. And it's that quiet voice inside us that actually speaks to us about what we would really like to do. Asking yourself some questions like, if I could do only one thing beyond my present barriers and the things that are stopping me, what would it be? What would I be doing? And why is that? And then my last tip is to just keep stoking the fire. Keep that vision alive. Start seeking opportunities to pursue that vision, either by connecting with other people or taking small steps. Keep reminding yourself daily why that's important, because the steps towards our dreams need to be found or created. They don't come to us, we've got to go to them. My last tip is to do something with those stupid ideas. And this comes from personal experience. I had an idea that I wasn't quite sure about just recently, to start a project that I hoped would make a difference in the world. And already just a couple of weeks into that project, I'm finding that gamble that I took paid off, and it's actually been embraced by other people, and it's become a really, really incredible thing already. And I've still got a couple of weeks left to go. So be bold, dream, and be reckless this week with Mind Games.